it is a pleasure. It is beyond a pleasure to be able to bring in Jack Nicklaus, the 18-time major champion. Jack will be the guest speaker at the 14th annual Athens Chamber of Commerce Benefit Banquet. That is Saturday, October 17th. That'll be up the road at McMinn County High School. Tickets still remain, but they are going very, very fast. They are $50 for the program or $100 for the program and dinner. To obtain a ticket, 423-745-0334. That's 423-745-0334. Rob Preston just does a fantastic job with this banquet. But it is, again, an absolute pleasure to bring in Jack Nicklaus. Jack, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. I was just thinking I had to get some of those tickets. It sounds like they're, you know, going fast, huh?
Yes, and the list, I mean, you just joined a list that's incredible. I mean, Pete Rose, Nick Saban, Herschel Walker, Peyton Manning, Tim Tebow, Bo Jackson. They stepped away from sports last year and brought in our 43rd president, George W. Bush. So the list, it's a fantastic who's who, and you're going to fit right in.
Well, that's very nice. I'm very honored to be in that group.
All right, well, let's start about this year. I mean, you and Barbara both tested positive for COVID back in March. I mean, here you are, 80 years young. You kick COVID. You've been working on courses here in the United States, Saudi Arabia, Portugal, Canada. I know you can't travel everywhere, but how have you been able to – how's this year been different for you because you seem as busy as ever?
Well, I've been home just like everybody else, David. I think the we got it in March, and we're over it by, oh, I don't know, middle to late April, middle 20th of April, something like that. And we got our antibodies and so forth and so on. But anyway, I've been going to a few places to work on some of the golf courses in the United States. Can't travel outside the United States. I mean, get into Saudi Arabia, can't get into Portugal, can't get into Scotland, can't get into any of the places that we're doing work, and I have to do it with my guys on the phone and sort of text back and forth and get the information we need. But anyway, it's we're here, we're getting through it, we're trying to figure out what to do, and my wife has put up with me for a lot this year.
All right. Obviously, you're synonymous with the Masters with six green jackets. How strange will a November Masters be? And will you have to stay at home, or will you and Gary Player be allowed to be the honorary starters? Has a decision been made on that yet?
Well, I talked to them this morning. They said a letter is forthcoming, so I assume that they're going to ask me to do it. And I don't know what's going to happen because the par 3's been canceled. They say they're going to have a champions dinner, but I don't know whether that really works a lot for a lot of guys. It'll work for the guys that are playing in the tournament. But it'll be different, and I think it's great that they're going to have the tournament.
You're listening to Jack Nicklaus, the 18-time major champion. Jack, just the overall health of the sport right now. And I'm curious, when you came along, you know, there was that developing rivalry with Arnold Palmer. When I'm 53, so I became a golf fan when it was the Jack-Tom Watson friendly rivalry going. Does the sport need a rivalry? And just what would you say about the overall health of the game?
Well, I think the game is pretty healthy from a tournament standpoint. I think we have a few glitches. I think that the golf ball, you know, which I've talked about a lot, still goes too far.
Right.
And I think it's the average golfer tries to compare themselves to the pros, and they hear hitting the ball 400 yards, and they say, "Wow, it's a different game than I know." And it is a different game. I'm not wild about that, but I believe that the USGA and the RNA are going to finally do something about that. This coming year, I think they sort of backed it off because of COVID. And I think that, the amateur game is, people seem to be playing the game coming into it. We've got some new wrinkles into the game. We've got a new wrinkle we just added in called doubles golf, which is basically a two-man scramble that you develop handicaps with and play in a tournament. And that's one of the things. And I think the junior programs are pretty strong. We have a lot of women coming into the game. That's great. And, as far as the tour goes, boy, I tell you, it's strong right now. They've got more good young players than they've ever had. They've got, Tiger used to be the only one under 30. This is 10, more than 10 years ago, who had won more than one tournament. Now we got a whole bunch of guys under 30 that won a bunch of tournaments.
You're listening to Jack Nicklaus, who will be the featured speaker at the 14th Annual Athens Chamber of Commerce Benefit Banquet that is scheduled for Saturday, October 17th at McMinn County High School. Right now, you're listening to Jack here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Thanks, David. Mr. Nicklaus, my name is Jay Greason, and it's a great privilege to speak to you. I have a question, big picture. What advice would the 80-year-old Jack Nicklaus give to the 25-year-old Jack Nicklaus?
Play well. You can make a lot of money.
Well, I think you did both of those, sir. Is there something, though, that you would have addressed that you would have liked to have changed?
Not really. I think that, my career was fun for me. I enjoyed what I did. I wouldn't change anything that I did. We look at today and I should say when I was growing up, I look back at Snead and Hogan and those guys, and their lifetime earnings were, Hogan was like less than $250,000. And I thought my lifetime earnings of probably $7 million was a lot. Heck, these guys make that in a year now,
right?
Or less than a year. Matter of fact, in less than a week sometimes.
And to that point, with DJ getting a $15 million annuity from FedEx, I am curious – what if Dustin Johnson is playing the best he could possibly play that you've ever seen? You're playing the best you've ever played, and Tiger Woods is playing the best he's ever played. Who wins over 18 holes?
Well, I think we all, if we had any pride in ourselves, we'd say I'll win.
Right.
You've been asked that question. If you think Tiger's going to win, then you're not. You don't think much of what you did. So, Tiger's a great player. He's played very well all his life. Dustin's obviously, I don't see how he ever loses a golf tournament. The guy plays fantastic, and he putts well. It's short, and he's got a good short game. So he's great, but he got a ton of great kids out there right now. And, I had confidence that I played well when I played. So, who knows?
You are one of the great sporting champions, but you are as connected to your alma mater, maybe as much as anybody. Can you describe what it's like up and around Columbus now with the Big Ten's decision to scratch college football this fall?
Well, did they make that call today or yesterday?
Well, just to postpone the season,
yeah,
I guess.
To push it to the spring or the winter.
I haven't seen what they did. And, I was disappointed. I mean, I don't think that, I believe that the kids have got to get back to school, and they're going to have, you use a little common sense and you get herd immunity. And, I think that, they're all going to get, but those kids aren't going to get, they're not going to hurt any of those kids. And, they have to just be a little careful around going back to seniors and, their grandparents and so forth, and when they do that, what they do it. And I think they can pretty well control that at school, and particularly with a football team. They would be pretty much in a bubble. And so I don't know. I'm pretty much – I like that the SEC and the ACC and Big 12 are playing, and I feel bad that the 10's not playing. I know there's a lot of kids at Ohio State that really would like to play, and those kids are getting deprived of their senior year or their last year to play college football. And I think a lot of it is politics, not necessarily what's going on. But I also understand, you have to. We're in a difficult situation right now, and some people look at it differently than others do. And you just go along with what it is, and it is what it is. I'm afraid to say.
You're listening to Jack Nicklaus, who will be the guest speaker at the 14th Annual Athens Chamber of Commerce Benefit Banquet. That'll be Saturday, October 17th at McMinn County High School. It's a fantastic event. I Took a couple of the kids to see Bo Jackson a couple of years ago. It's really neat the way Rob Preston does it. Jack, you mentioned earlier about how many young stars there are, the under 30s. A lot of these guys have sought advice from you. Do you have two or three that just really intrigue you that you love sitting down to watch each weekend?
Well, you know, it's kind of neat. We've got 30 tour players, members at the Bears Club, where this is my home course, 5 minutes from my house. And I see them all the time. And every once in a while, one of them will ask me something or will say, can I sit down and have lunch? Or would you tell me how you play at Augusta? Or would you tell me how you play at Wingfoot? Or how do you play at the Memorial Tournament or, you know, Muirfield? And I get a big kick out of it. I mean, how many, you know, I've grown up with five kids and 22 grandkids. And I don't have any of them. I remember asking me for a some advice. They never listen to Dad. But here I've got these 22 and 3-4-year-old kids coming to me and asking me for advice. It's very flattering, and it's kept me young. It's kept me in the game. And, you know, I think I've actually helped a few of them, so that's fine. So each week I turn on the television, and I've got a list of, you know, I tell Barbara, I look on Thursday, and I say, okay, Barbara, we got 24 Bears Club members playing this week. And I say, oh, hey, we got 17 of them made the cut. And, you know, you follow the kids. And, I mean, I was really, I've spent a lot of time with, a little bit with Dustin, not a lot. We've had lunch and talked a few times. And Justin Thomas I've talked with quite a bit. And Rory quite a bit. And Patrick Cantlay and Daniel Berger and, you know, guys that are there that I see a lot, and you know, it's kind of fun to talk to them. I saw Shane Lowry last week. I was up at the club; he was up there, and you know, that's just one right after the other that are all good players, and you know, I don't know why they want advice from an old man, but it's kind of flattering to be asked.
I want to ask you about something similar here in Chattanooga. There's a high school, Baylor School, and I am a proud alum, that had four players on tour during the 2018 and 19 seasons. You had Harris English that just finished seventh in the FedEx standings, Keith Mitchell, who won the 2019 Honda Classic, Luke List, who lost a playoff to Justin Thomas in the 2018 Honda Classic, and then we had a fourth, Steven Yeager, that dropped back to the Corn Ferry this year but won for the fifth time on the Corn Ferry about a month ago. How unique is it for one high school to have four players on the PGA Tour? And is that even a more amazing accomplishment today than maybe a generation ago, considering how golf continues to grow globally?
Well, I think that's pretty fantastic. The Baylor School, as I understand, has really produced some athletes, and particularly golfers. And to have those kids come out of there and move forward, they've either got a great recruiting program, or they've got a great program period the guys want to come to, or they got some really cute girls that they got to go see.
Both yes, of those can be true,
that's
sir.
That's all true. When I went, it was all male. And so, yes, they went co-ed in the late 80s or mid-80s, and you're exactly right. All right, Jack, you've been great. You're as sharp as they come. We love when we have great guests like you. We love to close with just a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Are you ready to play?
Oh, sure.
How many times do you think you've watched Caddyshack during the coronavirus?
Probably about four. I've watched it probably seven or eight times prior to that.
Okay. All right. Which champion dinner menu was your favorite?
Well, I'm going to give you a little thing that asked me when I first won the Masters. The fellow that was at Maitre D, was fellow was named Bowman. Bowman came to me and he says, Mr. Nicklaus, he said, what would you like to have for dinner? And I said, well, Bowman, I'm not really too sure what I should have. I said, what do you think Mr. Roberts would like to see? He says, well, Mr. Roberts would like to have a sirloin steak, some green beans, a tossed salad with blue cheese dressing, and some Georgia peaches for dessert. Would that be all right? And I said, that'll be just fine, Bowman. We'll just have that.
All right, you've got 18 selections to choose from. But what would you say your favorite major win is that nobody talks about? It may not be your favorite overall, but it's one that you just love that hardly anybody talks about in conversation with you.
Well, everybody talks about the 86 Masters.
Right.
That's the one to talk about. But other than that, gosh, I don't know. I haven't thought much about it. I have a hard time separating them. I think that, you know, I love my wins at St. Andrews and Muirfield, and I love the wins I've had in the PGA Championship. I love my U.S. Open wins. I love playing and winning at Pebble Beach and winning at Baldersroll. You know, I mean, all the places that I've won, I it's hard to separate them. And I remember special things that have happened that, you know, one iron's here, one iron's there. They've all been pretty special.
What was the best club in your bag?
I don't know what the best club was. My favorite club was always the one I was playing at the time. I think that's the way it should be because, you know, if you got a club you don't like, then you're going to have trouble playing it. I always remember going back talking with Bobby Jones. Bobby Jones, when he got done playing, they didn't weight clubs and they didn't have swing weights and anything else. And he had one club in his bag he didn't like, and it was his 4-iron. And he went through, and after they got done, they went back and measured all, weighed all his clubs, swing weighted them, and it was way out of balance with every other club in his bag, but all the other ones were in sequence. And he did that by feel. Wow. So he knew he had one bad club. I had a whole bunch, but I never really figured it out.
Jack, thank you so much for taking the time. This has been an absolute treat, just like it will be October 17th up at the Athens Chamber of Commerce benefit. Again, tickets 423-745-0334. That's 423-745-0334. Rob Preston does a fantastic job with this. Jack, we've really enjoyed this. This was so fantastic, and we just wish you the best. And we're so happy you've had a healthy and adventurous 2020, but that you've stayed healthy. And we really appreciate you visiting us here in Chattanooga.
Well, thanks, guys. I enjoyed being with you, enjoyed talking with you, and you know, I hope we get a chance to do it again. That was fun.
That was great. Thank you so much. Jack Nicklaus, the 18-time major champion, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.